Blog Talk Radio.
There's just a list of things to do, words on a page we wrote to you, but now you're gone and only these words remain.
Hi everyone, this is Carly with Daytime After Dark, and tonight's guest, we have one of our favorite people in the whole wide world. Well, you know, watching her on screen for as long as I have. Oh, crap. Okay, the Swiss boat is driving me crazy tonight. And we are waiting. We are really, really, really waiting. For a guest to come, and, you know, it's been one of those days where, you know, it's been this one of those crazy days for me, and I went to the dentist, and, before I went to the dentist, I was flossing because people, it's good to floss. And what happened? A little tooth came out, but it's like in the back, so it really doesn't matter. Doesn't hurt, but so I put it in a baggie and I brought it to the dentist's office like I was collecting evidence like a TV show. And I think my,
it's been crazy, but the hygienist thought I was really funny bringing my bag, and I'm going to put, the boys on.
Hey,
okay,
Corey.
Number one, we have boys here tonight. Okay, I haven't watched the 8th from today, so don't even tell me what happened, or you will
be
muted for life.
I didn't see it either, but I have a report for tonight
Andrea is here, you guys. So I will bring her on when you're on, okay? Okay, people, you know her from One Life to Live at the Wizener and the best Tina Lord there ever was, and Bold and Beautiful as Amber's mother, and Passion and so much more. Welcome, Andrea Evans.
Hi, guys.
Hi. I hope you liked the intro. I was, you know, I thought it was a funny, cute little intro because, to me, even when you left the show for different reasons and may have recast for me, you were always Tina. So even though there was recast, I don't count them in my head because you were the best. And I thought you were amazing. Still to this day, I go on YouTube. And Tina Road, was one of the best characters on daytime TV. And you have so many storylines that were so good. And also, you were on Bold and Beautiful, and you were so good. And I'm here begging CBS to bring you back on Bold and Beautiful. You know, because I would love to see you on there because you were so good, you know, and everything. So, yeah. And how do you like, are you in California now or where are you?
I'm in California, yeah.
So how are you okay with the wildfires? They haven't hit you guys, or?
Well, actually, to be honest, you're going to hear it in my voice because I am right near one of the fires. We were given a possible evacuation warning, not likely, but just enough that we had to pack up a bunch of stuff and keep it in the front of the house. And the smoke is really horrible. Horrible. But
oh my gosh.
So
yeah.
We're all fine. The house is fine.
I mean, I've been praying every day for California, Oregon, and I live in Washington, and we are also having wildfires. And for the past week, we had this where the air quality was so bad, no one could really go outside.
Yeah, that's.
I hope I said that right, air quality. But yeah, and so yeah, it's been crazy. And then you have to stay at home, or do.
You have to stay at home, and yeah, you can't really. I'm a runner. I'm used to running in the mornings, and I have not been able to run for some time now, which I hate, you know. But you can't. The air is just too bad. You can't do it.
Yeah, and I mean, I know we have been at this for 170 days. Yes, I calculated it, people. But that's okay because, you know, I'm real like that. But, you know, I mean, I would say go back to One Life to Live, but, you know, there's no One Life to Live. But, you know, I don't know where. You know, you were on Young and the Restless at Patty Williams. I guess my brain forgot about that. But I was not aware of that.
You know what? I always think people forget Patty Williams because it was the one nice person I ever played. crazy or anything. So she was just really nice, and so it's the only time I played somebody really nice, and it seems I'm much more memorable being bad.
Well, I mean, you're always memorable. Come on, we all know this. I mean, you are the queen, and you did an episode of Sips way back, which was an awesome TV show. How was that? Because I love that show. Well, I love that show when it was on, and I do catch the repeats.
You know, it airs so much, that show. I think I've seen myself in, like, being dubbed in three different languages on that. This show that, you know, will not die because it airs all over.
Yeah, it is one of the shows that, it's so good, and, you know, still to this day, it's on repeat. All of it, which makes my dad and brothers happy, so that's good. you know, I always thought, and maybe I'm wrong, but I felt like whatever show you were on, I felt like you sort of got, a daytime Emmy, you know, I know you got, you know, did you ever get a daytime Emmy for One Life to Live?
No, I've had 2 daytime Emmy nominations, but I have not won.
Okay, see, this is where I'm going to say I believe that Emmys are rigged at this point. After watching this, this Emmys, and I just feel like they are rigged, and maybe I'm wrong, and maybe I'm being mean, but I just thought about that last night, that you are so talented, and you should have got one every year, so you got nominated twice, so I cannot make that joke about you being Susan Lucy, who got nominated 15 times and then won. You know, and also, I know we have limited time. How was producing the show Rockin', the
House of Crunch. Tell us more about that because I haven't heard of it.
The what? I'm sorry, I couldn't understand you.
You did a documentary series called
Rocking the Couch.
Yes,
the couch.
Yes.
Yes, documentary. And it's on Amazon Prime for anybody who wants to watch it. And it's kind of about the Me Too movement, or it centers around that. It's about sexual harassment in the entertainment industry. So it's, you know, very timely, and I'm very proud of it. It's a really, really good documentary. So I hope people, you know, give it a chance.
Yeah, I mean, I will totally now that I, you know, saw that. And I also saw that you were on the Hit List with Zoe Lawrence.
Yes.
Oh, my
yes.
God. Tina, I always called you Tina. I'm sorry.
That's
yeah,
okay.
I can't believe my head did that. Oh, my God. I've had a crush on him my whole entire life. And you are one lucky lady because, oh, my gosh. Well, if I worked with him, I probably couldn't say that much because I would be too tongue-tied. So, but I think that's awesome that you got a book with him. And I just think that, you know, we need Andrea Evans back in daytime. So my question is, do you want to come back to daytime? If you do, David and I and Bobby will do a Facebook, Twitter campaign. Anything to get you back on daytime, we, you know, all of us will do.
Well, thank you. Bless your hearts. No, I love daytime. I have been enjoying doing other projects. Untruthful of me to say otherwise, but I love daytime. Daytime is my home. So, of course, I would always return to daytime. You know, I have no issue with that. And I would particularly love to come back to The Bold and the Beautiful. You know, Adrienne France, who played my daughter, Adrienne and I are still very close friends, you know, so
yeah,
I would love to come back together.
Oh, yeah, I got to interview, well, first it started out, I interviewed Scott, but then she was home. And, you know, I'm like, I love your wife. And 2 seconds later, he put her on. And it was right before she told everyone she was pregnant with the second baby. And I mentioned, you know, you have a really cute, adorable daughter, and you guys need to procreate a couple more. And then not more than 3 weeks later, they came out and she was pregnant. And I feel like I had something to do with it. No, I'm kidding. But, yeah, I'm kidding.
Yes.
But, you know, yeah. She said on our interview, you guys are really, really close. So, you know, kind of your grandma to two other kids because, you know, I mean, and I am so glad she's okay. And I know the baby had to stay in the hospital for a little bit. I cannot imagine what she went through, but, you know,
What? It was so hard on her, but, now, you know, now they have a beautiful baby boy, so it's all worth it.
Yeah.
In fact, part of my time in quarantine, I was making a crocheting a baby blanket for them, so I just got that to them not that long ago.
Well, we will do everything we can and bring you back to Bold and Beautiful and bringing on one of your favorite people in the whole wide world that was something up and down from the last week because you were coming on. And David, you're here.
Hi, Adrienne. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you, David?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. I was relaxing in Florida. Hot summer. It's hot down here. We had some tropical storms, but I'm doing fine. They say.
Thank you. Well, you're in Florida. Are you anywhere near the hurricane?
Not really, because I think it's west of us. Past
okay.
us.
Good.
So we get no bad storm. So I think it's out. But I agree with Carly. You need to bring back on the soaps, because we miss you on the soaps. And
well, great. Yeah. Well, you know, I get to work with Scott. I was going to finish my conversation. I get to work with Scott Bailey, Adrian's husband, on The Bay now. I don't know if you guys watch The Bay or not, but you should give it a whirl. Give it a try.
Awesome. Okay. We did celebrate the anniversary of 9/11. What were you doing during 9/11?
I'm sorry?
What were you doing during 9/11? We had the anniversary a week ago. What were you doing? September 11th. The other one. Well, what are you doing? What were you doing during September 11th when World Trade Center happened? What were you doing? 9/11. 9/11. 9/11. September 11th.
We lay into the oven, right?
No, September 11th. September 11th. World
okay.
Trade Center went down.
I'm sorry, what is the question?
What were you doing during 9/11?
What was I doing?
During 9/11.
What was you doing on 9/11?
Oh, on 9/11. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. When 9/11 happened, I was watching Good Morning America, actually, and was shocked as could be. It was horrible. It was a horrible thing to watch.
So you were, oh my God, watching Good Morning America and you were on the West Coast then, right?
Right. And
were you on the East Coast when that happened?
I was on the West Coast, but I'm an early riser. So I was up and I saw the first plane hit. And then where everybody, myself included, we all thought it was, you know, an accident, a horrible accident. And then when you see the second plane hit, it was just so, it was like you were watching a movie, you know? It was,
yeah.
It's like you couldn't think it was actually real.
And, I got a call from, because I was looking down the Mariners, and I was sending with a reporter, and he had to go, but he goes, Carly, I know you hate waking up at 7 a.m. Go turn on ABC right now. And then he had to hang up. So I put it on, and here I was seeing a plane going in the building. And at first, I thought, okay, am I watching like a Spider-Man commercial? Or something. And then when I saw the second one, I'm like, oh no, we are in trouble. So will never leave my mind because it was just so unreal and so scary. And I hope we don't have to ever go through that again. And David, do you have any more questions before I bring on Bobby?
No, well, you're always welcome back, kid.
Yes.
You're always welcome back.
You guys are so cute.
Yes, and we need you back in November for David's birthday. I'm doing David's birthday, and I will send you out a message. So I'm going to put on Bobby.
Okay.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Andrea. Hey, Andrea.
Hey, Bobby. Hey.
Hey. Well,
how are you?
I'm doing fine. It's just been raining and with this storm that went with what fluff that it went through.
Right. Well, I wish we could get some rain over here. That sure would help.
Yeah, I'm praying for you guys. But,
thank you.
But I just wanted to say some good news for the White Sox. They earned the playoffs, and the Cubs might be next.
I know. My cousin.
So, but don't say this to your friends who could be Dodgers fans.
No, this is true. But I really miss going to games, you know. I go to Dodger games even when they're not playing the Cubs. But every year when they're playing the Cubs, I'm always there cheering on my Cubbies.
Yeah. Yeah. But hopefully one day we'll get back to normalcy when they say we could. But
yes, I agree. I think we will. Well, we will get back to normal sometime. We just don't know when.
Yeah. Now I know that you still keep in touch with Adrienne. Did you happen to be surprised when you had seen her Weiner and Bowling Beautiful and actually seen yourself from back in the day on both shows when they were just running repeats before they ran the new episodes?
I know. Wasn't that nice seeing her back on Y&R like that? It was really nice.
I mean, it would have been nicer if she just done that, but I understand that she has two kids to raise, and it would be nice to see Amber back on Bowling Buhol stirring up some trouble.
I agree.
But it would be nice to see you back on daytime also, because it doesn't matter what soap you get. Yeah, maybe Days can hire you.
Well, you never know. They're doing a lot of cast change right now. So.
Mhm. Yeah, because I know that either actresses are being recast because either they've been pregnant or had the COVID-19 or unable to be somewhere because of COVID-19 or because their characters have been away for a while. Because you had Kim Denae, Katie McClain, Lindsay Hartley, who you worked with on Passion.
Yes. Yeah.
And they have all done it. And you have a recast Brooklyn because the other one, because Amanda had her baby. And I don't know if you was on the show when Amanda Seton, who normally is Brooklyn, was on One Life to Live at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we were on there at the same time. Okay.
I don't think so.
But when she comes back from her baby and Brianna ends her run as Brooklyn, that might be one pretty good reunion, even because I know that Kim Dillon is playing Lois right now, and I would have liked you to have been Lois.
Well, and also, you know, on General Hospital, you got Roger Howarth, who played my brother on One Life to Live.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, one day, like Carly said, if there's anything, David, you, Carly, and I can do to get you back on daytime, we'll do that for you.
Well, you're very sweet, and I appreciate that.
And I would like to just say, I hope you have a great night, and stay safe with those fires, and be careful when going outside and wear your mask for more than the COVID, but for the smoke in the air.
No, I agree, yeah.
All right, have a good night.
At least, thank you. Good night to all of you.
Yeah, and before you go, I just wanted to ask you two things. Number one, what is your favorite quarantine activity lately? You must have something.
My favorite quarantine activity. You know what it is? My daughter and I, we did this before, but my daughter and I love to do puzzles.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, so we love to watch a movie and do a good puzzle. It's something we do together, so it's a fun thing.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. And I just want to say I love you even more because on your Facebook page I saw that you're supporting Biden and Harris, and thank you. You know, I cannot wait till we get him out of the White House and, you know, our country can get back to normal. So when I saw that on the Facebook picture by you, I'm like, Oh my gosh, now I love her even more. So yeah, I think that's awesome, and thank you for coming on. And you are welcome back anytime. If you're bored, you're welcome back. Just tell David, and we can get you on.
Well, thank you so much. And listen, you guys take care, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Okay,
have a good
Bye.
Night. Good night.
Good night.
That was a great interview, Carly, as always. You always
Okay.
That David produced
so
some of the best
technically, I went over the 20-minute mark, but I can blame it on both of you.
Okay.
Yes. You know, I just want to let people know that, I want people to know that we won't be having a show tomorrow night because, you know, we had a show tonight and Tuesday, and I just want to relax tomorrow, and I need to go shopping, so just to the grocery store, but... You know, and I just, you know, I have so many shows I need to watch, so. And also, I want to say that Calabody, I thought more about this. Calabody is driving me up the wall and down the wall and up the wall. And, you know,
we do that.
If I hear someone say he's the greatest writer of all time, okay, that's almost like saying Trump knows what he's doing as president.
I wouldn't say he's a great writer. I wouldn't say he's the best writer. One of the best writers.
Well,
That's your opinion.
My
Megan.
Grandmother doesn't like him. Megan doesn't like him. My best friend in Oregon doesn't like him. So my cousin hates him. So, you know, and I want to say before we go that, you know, the hospital was an Alzheimer's disease. Bobby, David, you're interrupting. Stop it. Okay? Okay, so I wanted to say that through this whole thing with Mike and the Alzheimer's disease storyline, it was one of the best written things I've ever seen. And I am so sick and tired of everyone on Twitter saying that, oh, Josh and Michael do not have the right to be there. Number one, Mike counted them as grandkids. Okay, and number two, the reason why we really probably haven't had Spencer back is because of COVID-19. And I'm still off screen. I'm still sending real to him about his grandfather. I mean, he knew, you know, he had Alzheimer's. He knew, you know, I remember that scene with Sonny and Spencer last year. And when Spencer said, oh, I have Grandpa Mike is living with you. And Sonny goes, yeah. And Spencer goes, my grandma, Minnie Laura, said she has Alzheimer's disease. Do you think he will remember me? And Sonny goes, well, I'm not sure, but if you're still talking about your mom, then, you know, it might bring him back to it. And I know a lot of people in their own lives have been through Alzheimer's disease story in real life. But this is a story that I'm glad they told because it came from the heart. It was almost like a love letter. And for the fans, it was the long goodbye. It was the long goodbye. And what I hated onto the people with this blindfold. Here we go, and I'm not. I mean, you know, this brings back so many memories for me. My grandfather died of a brain aneurysm suddenly. So there was no goodbye. There was no I love you. There was no last conversation. So for me, for thinking that, you know, Sonny was able to have the words he needed to say, Carly and so on, Jason and so on. And before you go on and on, people, that Jason, you know, I'm probably called Jason too much. No, it's a two-way street. And number two, Jason had a right to be there. Jason has been through the whole mic thing with Carson. And everyone was up in arms yesterday about where Sam. Okay, yeah, Sam is a couple, but please, don't turn the call Sam, Carson, and Zade Sam into a war. You know what, they love each other. And you know what, with killing Monaco, just having an operation and just having that thing in her back. You know, the doctor probably told her she needs to be really careful on set and pace herself. So that's why she might not be in the mini scene. You know, as, you know, everyone would like. But, you know, yesterday was so well done. I will watch it tonight. And I just want to say thank you, Valentine. Thank Valentine and the writers for writing something that was so heartfelt and so wonderful and so good and so amazing. Bobby, what did you think?
I didn't get a chance to see it because our governor was on today, but I set the DVR to record it at 3 a.m. this morning, so I might get part of the replay of World News Tonight and part of Kelly and Ryan's replay in addition, because I said longer just in case just in case the time doesn't switch over, because with the with shows going on at the 5 minutes after the top and bottom of the hour with some of these shows, it's nice to just add an extra 5 to 10 minutes. So I just done that earlier today when I heard the announcement, because it was too late to set the DVR for the alternate channel, so I just waited to 3 o'clock because that's when our station had, because our governor was on talking about schools on how they're going to deal with the school year.
Yeah, and I just want to say that, you know, it just brought back so many memories. And you know, I think for the rest of my life, no matter what, I will miss my grandfather. I mean, he was, you know, my everything. And I keep thinking, if he was alive right now, oh my gosh, he would say so many bad things about the Crown and everything. And before we go, I just want to say that also, You know, Maggie, you know, is just going through medical stuff. So say a prayer for her. And please, you guys, say a prayer for Washington, Oregon, and California with the fires. I mean, you know, for 2 days we could not, or 4 days we couldn't really go anywhere because you know, the smog and the air quality. So please pray for Washington, California, Oregon.
Right.
And
I just hope it's going to be okay for the Seahawks game on Sunday, because I'm worried about them canceling it, like they canceled the Giants Mariners game and moved it to San Francisco because of the poor air quality in the area.
But
wondering if the Mariners will end up having to play Houston in Houston or at home if this is still like this come Sunday.
Okay, go ahead, Kristen. How do you know if some game is at home versus when they are away? Okay, if they say, like the Patriots versus the Seahawks, does that mean they are in Boston?
They would say where they at.
I just go on the website.
Yeah.
I
know we play. Okay. So. I think we played the Patriots here, but I'm not sure. And you know, we are gonna win because Brady isn't there anymore.
That's right.
I'm a little happy Campbell
but
with that.
I see.
No, I supported Cam Newton in these situations when the Panthers were playing Seattle. And by the way, in case you're wondering, our CBS station is going to carry the Giants and Bears. So I got to just check on that game to root for Maggie's team. And meanwhile, we got the Bucks and the Meanwhile, we got the Bucks in Tampa. The Panthers got the Bucks on Sunday, so that's the game we got. And the Giants Bears game is on CBS because I don't know if it's because of Fox programming or because of the flexing they do. I don't understand why one network carry an NFC game on CBS when it normally carry on Fox and vice versa. But I don't get that.
Well, you know, I keep thinking about, you know, I love that we have football, but I just want my team to stay safe. And, you know, I just pray that, you know, because I feel, and I want you guys' opinion, I feel like a second wave, we'll be coming in September. You know,
I think we're already in that second wave.
You know, you also, everyone, you also need to get your first shot. This year is probably more important than ever to get the first shot. I mean, it doesn't protect you from everything. But, you know, it's better than having a full-blown thing. And this, you know, if someone said to us last year at this time that we would be living our lives like this, I would have told you you were crazy. You know, and yeah. And so before we go, what are you guys doing this weekend? David, what are you doing?
Tomorrow I'm hanging out with my cousin about to eat. And Saturday, he has some friends come over watch the movie Big Trouble. And probably,
okay. And when you doing Sunday?
Nothing. Watch Church Online.
Okay. And Bobby, what are you doing?
I'm probably just going to watch just some football on Friday with college Friday and Saturday and some football on Sunday and Monday.
I'm gonna, you know, go shopping in the morning, and then get myself a pizza and then go home and relax. But I have a funny little story before we go. So, yesterday morning, I was just waking up, and I was going out with my grandmother, and I got dizzy, and I fell in the bathroom. I went down like a ton of bricks, you two, and I didn't hit my head or anything, but my body is so sore today, like my whole body hurts. So I just want to say the PSA that the bathroom is the most dangerous place in your house.
And that's all right.
I mean, you know, I mean, but I mean, I'm okay, but, you know, I have a lot of bullying, so, which sucks. But, you know, that's okay. But I just want to say, you guys, have a great weekend, and take a little time and enjoy the view from wherever you are. Wash your hands, and don't watch Trump. And have a great weekend, you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, guys.
Bye, Carly.
Bye.
Bye.